Welcome into the studio. It's our Gatorade one-on-one. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with, of course, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles in his 39th season, the great Merrill Reese.
Seems like yesterday.
It sure does. And it seems like yesterday the Eagles opened the preseason and we've got a game tomorrow. And boy, this is about the most fun I've had in a period of time in the preseason since I don't even know when.
Well,
I love this.
It's fun because it's live.
Yeah.
Because it's football. Just as the other day, when we saw the Baltimore Ravens come in and we watched the drills with two teams in different colored jerseys, that was fun.
Yeah.
And it was fun last Sunday watching the Eagles bury the Indianapolis Colts, even though we know that there's only so much you can take out of that.
Okay, well, give me some points you took out of that first game.
I took out the fact that the number one draft choice, Nelson Aguilar, is explosive. I was a big fan of Jeremy Maclin, but I think with the ball in his hand, I think that Aguilar is even more explosive. I thought that the guys were on the same page. The respective lines didn't do badly at all. There weren't too many penalties. They looked coordinated. I thought that even in a first look, the Eagles' defensive line is like a cement wall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are going to be very, very tough to penetrate.
Now it's a different test on Saturday night here. The Ravens, a much better team, a Super Bowl contending team, more solid at the line of scrimmage, I think, physical downhill running team.
Yeah, I think you've got a point there in terms of their line. In terms of their skill position people, I was amazed, Dave, when I looked at the depth chart and started to learn the numbers, how few names there are that really mean that much to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their premier back is Justin Forsett, who was a journeyman. Before he came to Baltimore. Their wide receiver, Steve Smith, who is, I think, 3 years older than you are, but he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Pitta, their fine tight end, is on PUP, so
right.
He won't play. The number one draft choice, Breshad Perriman, he hasn't practiced yet.
Yeah.
So Joe Flacco is a great quarterback, an outstanding quarterback, but he does not have a lot of weapons around him.
Merrill, assuming there are no setbacks between now and game time, Sam Bradford expected to play. We've watched him since the spring out here on the practice fields. And I wouldn't expect him to play a lot, but what do you want to see from Sam?
I just want to see Sam reach a comfort level. I think that everybody's going to have their eyes on Sam Bradford and expect this guy to go out there and light it up. I would caution people to just reserve their opinions on what they see. I think a healthy Sam Bradford has the ability to develop into a top five quarterback. But Sam Bradford
has top five quarterback, huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What you've seen is that special out there.
I think what I've seen is from the time he was at Oklahoma. What I've seen when I look at the tape, and I've looked at all of the tapes of every pass he threw in 2013, I think that Sam Bradford is as gifted as Aaron Rodgers. He's got that kind of physical ability, and he's very bright, and he makes very quick decisions. However, what I'm saying is there has got to be rust. He hasn't played in a year and a half. So he's going to ease his way into it. He's going to do some good things. He's going to do some things that he won't be pleased with and Chip Kelly won't be pleased with. So he will have, I think, a mixed performance, but the talent is there. And, of course, the biggest thing is I want to see him come out of the game trotting to the sideline
right.
Unscathed.
To a huge ovation from the Lincoln Financial Field crowd. I agree. The rest of the quarterback picture here, Merrill, Sanchez and Barkley and, of course, Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Mark was off target last week, and I'm not concerned about that. He was a little wild high, but I know that Mark Sanchez can be an accurate thrower. I thought Barkley looked pretty good early. He had an interception, which Chip Kelly says wasn't his fault. But I thought he looked pretty good early, and I think there was an air of excitement around Tim Tebow, but we have to see a lot more.
What did
more.
You think of him as a football player?
I thought that as a football player, I thought he threw some very good authoritatively delivered passes early. Particularly to Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
However, I thought that later, and you can find other reasons for it, but it looked to me like he held the ball too long. He danced back. He tried to run away from the rush. He got trapped way behind the line of scrimmage. He made mistakes that an NFL quarterback can't make.
Well, big test for the Eagles, game two of this preseason. Merrill will talk throughout the preseason and, of course, the regular season. Sam Bradford debut It can't get much more enjoyable.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Gonna be a good time. Tomorrow night, Eagles and the Ravens, 7 o'clock kickoff on NBC 10, and of course the radio broadcast on the Eagles Radio Network with the great Merrill Reese. Merrill, thanks for joining
me. Thank you, Dave.
In studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.